Thank you, folks. Thank you. The fellow that wrote that song, and he sang it for you too, he's all the way from Bristol, Virginia, one of the finest singers and songwriters in all of bluegrass music. Got a brand new solo record out. Would you make him welcome Mr. Wayne Taylor on the bass?
A little tidbitty fact about Wayne Taylor. He was in the Civil War, for those of you that don't know. He was a colonel. And he donated his uniform to me, and I'm going to take it on Pawn Stars and see what I can get for it. So, and what? Then we're going to split the money when if I get anything for it. It's in mint condition. I don't know how he kept it that good of shape.
Wayne has got a nephew who works out at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. I'm sure some of you have flown into that airport, right? Charlotte Douglas. He's a chauffeur driver. He drives a limousine. Just got the job, and the other day he got a call to pick up Billy Graham, the great evangelist Billy Graham. So he went to the airport, picked Billy up. Billy said, "Son, I'm 93 years old. I've always wanted to do one thing." He said, "What's that, Mr. Graham?" He said, "Drive a limousine." So Wayne's nephew said, "Sure." Gave him the cap and everything. And about 2 miles away from the airport, Billy got pulled over doing 75 and a 55. So the policeman came up to the car and Billy rolled down the window. And the policeman said, "Sir, I'll be right back." He went back to his car and he called dispatch. He said, "Chief, I know we're supposed to give special favors to VIPs." He said, "Yeah, who have you got, the mayor?" He said, "Nah, it's bigger than that." He said, "Is it the governor?" "Nah, it's bigger than that." "Is it the president?" "Nah, it's bigger than that." He said, "Well, who in the world is it?" And he said, "Well, I think it's Jesus, because he's got Billy Graham for a chauffeur." It's a true story.
He's a good boy and all.
He's just a boy.
A little bit slow.
He's a little slow.
He's just a boy.
We'd like to do a song that Wayne Taylor wrote along with Kim Williams and Larry Schell. Got nominated for Song of the Year a few years back. The only gospel song, as far as I know, that ever got nominated for Song of the Year. And it didn't win, but hey. Hey, it's a great song. Get a lot of requests for it. It's one called 7 Sundays in a Row.